So the epistle for the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Philippians chapter 1. Brethren, we are confident in the Lord Jesus that he who hath begun a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. As it is meet for me to think this for you all, for that I have you in my heart and that in my bands and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers of my joy. For God is my witness, how I long after all of you in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your charity may more and more abound in knowledge and in all understanding, that you may approve the better things, that you may be sincere and without offense unto the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of justice, through Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 22. At that time, the Pharisees went and consulted among themselves how to ensnare Jesus in his speech. And they sent to him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art a true speaker and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou dost not regard the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what dost thou think? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? But Jesus, knowing their wickedness, said, Why do you tempt me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin of the tribute. And they offered him a penny, and Jesus saith to them, Whose image and inscription is this? They say to him, Caesar's. Then he saith to them, Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Please be seated. Render to God the things that are God's. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, this Sunday we have this kind of famous dissertation that our Lord gives when the question is posed to him about the tribute and the coin. And we see at the very beginning that their whole purpose was try to ensnare our Lord in his words. One, they should realize he is Almighty God. And so therefore they would never be able to ensnare him in that. So that is why then our Lord turns it back to them to try to understand. That's why he says to them, render therefore to Caesar's what is Caesar's, render to God what is God's. And so for us, we understand obviously that we're created in the image of God. It is through our soul that we're created in God's image. And so therefore, through that, we owe to God our adoration, our worship. And we owe that to Almighty God that we refer to as the virtue of religion. It is the honor and glory that is due to Almighty God that we give to him through our worship. But it's also, it gives us a chance to reflect upon what God has done for us, what God has given to us. And granted, the gratitude that we should have, but to also realize how valuable that we are in the eyes of God. And as I mentioned, God has created us in his image. He has given that to us. And so therefore, as we receive sanctifying grace or an increase of sanctifying grace, we continue to live this life of God in us. But then also, if we look at and consider, I mean, how valuable we were in the eyes of God, that's Almighty God gave his only begotten Son to die on the cross in order to redeem us. That in a sense, he was willing to sacrifice his Son to die on the cross in order for us to have a chance for heaven again. I mean, that's what we can say in the time period of Lent, that we are bought by a great price. And so therefore, then we always carry this likeness of God in our souls as long as our soul is in sanctifying grace. It's in the grace of God. But yet, a lot of times we run after the things of this world, the things that are Caesar's. And so they can take us away from this honor and glory that is due to Almighty God. And so that's why then our Lord tries to help them to understand that, even though they were trying to ensnare our Lord. But it's also a help for all of us to realize and to understand too. of how much God loves us and how much that he wants us to get to heaven by giving us these graces, by giving us this help that we need to get to heaven. Because as I say, we just have to look at how valuable we were in the eyes of God and what he did for us by sending his only begotten Son. And so there is this reminder to us, this reminder of the gratitude that we owe to Almighty God, that we have to try to render back to God what is his, what is due to him. And that's obviously what we try to do every Sunday, the holy days of obligation that we have. And that is what it means to sanctify the day, to give back to God what is due to him. The honor, the glory that is due to Almighty God. And we know the holy sacrifice of the Mass, that is what God has, in a sense, requested from us. It's what he has given to us, to worship him worthily. And so we have these opportunities, these chances to give that back to God, to render back to God what is God's. And that is why then through our lives, we'll be held accountable for that. We'll be held accountable for the soul that God has given to us. This soul that is created in his image. And so therefore we have to render it back to God. It goes back to God. And so truly on the day of judgment, our Lord could ask us, whose image is this? Speaking of our soul, is it still in the image of Almighty God, or has it gone by the wayside and become the image of, in a sense, Caesar's or the world? And that we have to do is try to look at the state of our soul. Is our soul in the state of grace, or is it not? Because that's how we lose then the life of God in our soul, by committing one mortal sin. We lose that completely then. And so therefore we can say that it is no longer in the image of God. It no longer renders that worship and that honor that is due to God, because we're a dead member at that point. And so that's where we have to try to consider and think about, you know, on this Sunday. You know, we've heard this famous story, this talk back between our Lord and the Herodians that came to try to ensnare him. And yes, we understand that there's certain things that are to the world that we have to give, we have to do. But the most important things for us are what we render to Almighty God. That worship, that honor that is due to him. So it gives us a chance to reflect, how are our Sundays spent? How are our holy days of obligation spent? Granted, sometimes we're under the obligation to work, to support our family. But it still doesn't take away the fact of that obligation that we have in still rendering to God. And so it means, how do we spend our life? How do we spend our time? Are we wasting it before the eyes of God, or are we truly rendering to him the honor that is due to him because we have been created in his image? He has given us so much. And that's why I say how valuable that we are to him, that he would send his only begotten Son to die on the cross for us. To contemplate that, to think about that, and what God has given to us. I mean, granted, we look at the world around us and we see it certainly doesn't give the honor and glory that is due to God. And so sometimes it can be difficult for us to have to be in that world, because we're products of the environment we're around. It can pull us down. It can make it hard for us to practice that. But it's interesting to see St. John Chrysostom. He talked about us being a light to the world. And this is something that we find in the Sermon on the Mount. Let your light shine before men. It's the encouragement that is given to us to realize how important it is for us to live our life that is pleasing to God, even amongst the world around us. And so he talks about how the stars shine at night. He said they give off their brilliance in the darkness. And that's something that all we have to do. We have to go outside and see that. A clear night, we can see all the stars, different things, and we see the brilliance that they give, the light that they shine for us. And he says, far from being lost in the darkness that surrounds them, he said, they appear even more brilliant. Because it is that contrast that we see, the darkness that is out there, and then these lights, these stars that are there. And they impress us. We see that. And so he makes that same analogy for good souls out in the world. Because he reminds us of the fact, yes, it is a dark world. This world is enveloped in darkness. But he said a good soul that is trying to live their life that is pleasing to God, he says the same will be true of you if you remain just in the midst of those who are evil. So if you remain just, if you remain pleasing to God amongst the people that are evil in darkness, he said, you too, your soul will be as brilliant then as the stars on a dark night. Your soul will be as brilliant as them. He said, you will light, your light will shine even with a greater power. And so he tries to give us that encouragement of realizing, okay, I understand the world that we live in, it is dark. It is very dark, and yes, for us who are trying to live a truly Catholic life, it can become difficult for us to try to live that life amongst these people around us. Because as I say, we can be easily drawn down into their level. But the encouragement there for us is to say, don't worry about that. Try to live a pleasing life to God. Try to be just. Because then your brilliance will shine. Your brilliance will shine in this dark world around us. So instead of kind of catering to the world around us, we try to live the life that God is asking us to live. A life that must be pleasing to Him. To render back to God what is due to Him. In our soul, that is what we give to God. I mean, that's the thing that we have to realize. God has created us in His image, and so therefore it is meant to come back to Him. And that's what we give back to God, our soul. We try to offer our soul back to God through our holy communions, through our daily lives, the morning offering that we make. But that's where we have to understand what we are doing when we say these prayers or when we come up for Holy Communion. We are trying to offer our soul back to God because He has created it in His image. It goes back to God. It is meant to go back to God. And so then we have to examine how are we living our lives. Is it in the image of God or, in a sense, in the image of Caesar? Just as our Lord tells them in looking at the coin. Because our Lord sees them as being hypocritical to Him. He said, why do you tempt me, you hypocrites? Look at the coin then. You tell me whose image it is and then whether we have to give it back to Caesar or not. And so how sad it would be for us if our soul is in the image of, in a sense, Caesar. Because it must go back to God. So it would be the same way of just looking at it in terms of our soul is like a coin that has the image of Almighty God, which it does when it's in the state of grace. And so therefore our Lord would answer that same question, you must render it back to God. You must bring it back to Almighty God. And that's how we must try to live our lives. And so I think it's good for us to examine on this Sunday, you know, how are we spending our time? And not just on Sundays or holy days of obligation. I mean, granted, obviously, that is where we must try to give our time to God, to sanctify the day. But I would say it's just every day of our life. I mean, how are we living it? Are we living it pleasing to God or not? And if not, then we have to examine what we need to try to do to get it to be pleasing to God. How we can then try to live our lives so that it can go back to God. To render to Him what has been given to us. He gave us our soul. He gave us our soul so that we may give it back to God. It naturally comes back to Him. So as I say, think about that quote of St. John Chrysostom. Now, maybe as you're traveling at night and you see the brilliant stars, the light that they give to us, You know, as you drive and you see that, or if you're outside and you see that, think about then how your soul must shine with that same light. Shine in the darkness around you, the dark world that we see around us. We lament this world. We see how the world is so pagan, so much against God. We can be a light to that world, depending on how we live our lives. And so it's a must for us because we are meant to go back to God. It's a must for us to realize that. So truly, let us take this time then to contemplate and to think about how we spend our time. You know, how do we spend our daily lives? Is it one that is spent in honor and glory of God, or is it not? And so therefore, when our Lord asks us on Judgment Day, to whom image is this, we'll be able to answer, Almighty God's. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.